Hello everyone, thank you for tuning in again. This episode is going to be about our wants. It's one of my favorite topics. I always ask myself, is this thing something I want, something I want, or is this a want that comes from the outside, my family, society, friends, Instagram, whoever, but not me, but I think it's for me. So if it's not for me, do I actually want that? And often I don't. Often I take wants from other people as my own, and then I go in a certain direction thinking I want that, only to realize later on that I don't. And I'm sure we've all done that, and it's just super interesting as we get to know ourselves better, as we ask the questions, or even just get curious about those things. Also, maybe it might be something that's not working out, and then we can also ask ourselves, oh, is this actually me who wants it? It might be a reason, I don't know. I'm just asking the question, maybe. It could be, I think that for my own life, I think that sometimes the things I want are not happening because they are not really things I want from my heart or from myself, basically. So that's interesting. And I will always talk about that, I think, because I always notice how I fall into that trap. Over and over again, things I think I want. Even though it is getting better, it's amazing. Probably getting older is one of the most amazing things of getting older, that you get to know yourself better and can make better choices for yourself. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And you don't get fooled by, or sometimes, but not as much anymore by the ego, or things you think you want and you don't, or things you think will make you happy. And like I said in the other episode I just did, where I give you an update about what I've been doing since March, that we tend to live in this, oh, once I get that or get there or do this, I'll be happy. And it's an illusion, because first of all, we don't know how it's gonna be, and we totally don't enjoy the present moment to the fullest, because we're always in this potential future, which is also cool. That's also visualization, but I think often we visualize things we don't necessarily want also, which is super interesting. So for me, it's this topic of, is this a want from within, from your heart, your soul, or is it a want from the outside? And then another cool topic within the same theme is, and it came up a couple weeks ago, I got super frustrated because I was actually not doing what I wanted to do, and I know exactly what I want to do, and when I don't do it, oh, I get so frustrated. I think I talk a lot about, and that's also a topic that came up on the mat, I just also shared in the other episode, how I use the yoga practice as a reflection for how I feel or what's happening in my life. And sometimes I have realizations on the mat and it's super cool, and I understand things better. And I think at that moment I didn't really note it or understand why I was so frustrated. Then I was like, it's because I was not doing the things I knew I wanted. And we have limited time and resources, like time is a resource, but limited time and money, limited resources in general. And so, yeah, it can be very tricky to decide, okay, what am I doing today? Am I seeing a friend, which I love doing, or am I doing a podcast, which I also like doing? And it nourishes me in another kind of way and potentially helps some of you listening. I don't know. You can let me know about that. That's where also boundaries come into place and can be very tricky to tell someone, hey, actually, I don't want to hang out or do that thing with you because there are those things I'd rather do. And it has nothing to do with the person, but it's just a priority thing for ourselves. And doesn't mean we're not going to hang out with the person ever again, but just for today or this week. And I had to learn how to do that when I wanted to produce more content, I guess you would say. Write more for myself or do more podcasts, and not just once, I don't know, every 3 months at the beginning. I don't know what was the rate. It's this mindset of, yeah, how can you create more space for your creative things or for whatever you want? Actually, it can be also spending more time with family or doing more sports, going to yoga more, learning a new language. Can be anything you want to do, and yet you are not. It, and the topic is, and you're not doing it, and then you get frustrated. And if you're frustrated, the people around you then kind of suffer from that, right? Because they don't get your best version. So I think it's a really virtuous cycle to actually do the things we want to do. Of course, know them first, and then do them, because we're gonna be such better people with the people around us. So in the end, it's win-win-win. Everybody wins. The person you're gonna go at the supermarket who is gonna, if you don't take the automated register, I guess it's called. Your partner, your kids, your boss, your colleagues, whoever is going to benefit from you doing the things you want to do. And it can be taking 5 minutes a day or an hour or whatever you need, a month off. Yeah. So, yeah, just take that time to think of those things, and then maybe can commit to doing them, knowing that's going to have a bigger impact, bigger positive impact. And I think that's it for today. I could talk about that forever, but I wanted to do short forms, so let's see how this goes. Thank you so much for listening. As always, let me know if you have questions. I'll be more than happy to answer them. Have a great time.